Hey, it's Chad and Christy. We are live from Hollywood Studios at Walt Disney World Resort. We are here celebrating the holidays, talking to you all about what you can experience this year and beyond. And we have Nathaniel Palma with us now. He is a Disney World ambassador, and we talk all the time about Disney magic. Mm-hmm. You got to experience that firsthand when you became an ambassador, because there's only just a few of you. I mean, how exciting. How much longer do you have then to be a Disney ambassador?
I have a whole nother year full of magic.
Awesome.
Oh, so exciting. Yes.
And I mean, for those that come to the parks and we see the name tags, we always look at the name and like where they're from underneath it. But I mean, yours is like beautiful because it's blue and I mean,
a little unique and different.
It is. So then tell me about that. How does that happen with the name tags and how yours came to be?
You mean the blue?
Yes.
So the blue name tag is actually a Parks and Resort recognition program that we have. So not only here for Walt Disney World, but all the other sites, Disneyland, Paris, the
wow.
Cruise Line, and our Asia partners as well. And it's called the Walt Disney Legacy Award. And so every 2 years, they select the top 1% cast members in the entire company, and they award you with a life recognition of the Walt Disney
wow.
Legacy Award, which is a tremendous
okay,
honor.
Hang on. I got to put the microphone down for a second.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
And I mean, seriously, that's an amazing recognition.
It is a huge honor. You know, there's three criteria for the nomination. It's dream, create, and inspire, which is what Walt Disney was all about.
Absolutely.
And you get nominated by your peers, which is very humbling because your peers pretty much vote for you and nominate you right about why you should recognize this award. And there's a whole committee that is in charge of it. And again, so any cast member that has the Legacy Award truly
wow.
loves this company.
See, that was your Disney magic.
It is my Disney magic. And I will get to have it forever, which is truly wonderful.
Now let's talk about some of the other Disney magic that is going to be happening here in 2016. I know
yes.
that the new Star Wars movie
yes.
comes out here in December, but then looking ahead to 2016, mm-hmm. what can people that are big Star Wars fans expect?
Absolutely. I mean, Walt Disney did say that as long as there's imagination left in the world, the park will never be complete. And
yes.
Let me tell you, we have a lot of imagination left. So Season of the Force will begin on December 1st, right? And with that, we have new offerings here at Disney's Hollywood Studios with a new destination and Star Tours. We're going to have the new launch bay over at Feature Animation. But in January, to start kicking off the year, we're going to have a brand new Star Wars Fiber Spectacular right here at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Awesome.
Ooh.
And let us not forget the princesses. That's something that I know that with our daughter we have celebrated. She's 10 now, and she's been coming to the park since she was 6 weeks mm-hmm. old. Like so many other kids, a big fan of Frozen and Anna and Elsa,
oh, yes.
and there are big things happening at Epcot for them.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not letting it go just yet. Frozen is still very much alive in our park, and so we're completely reimagining the Norway Pavilion over at Epcot for a new attraction called Frozen Ever After that will be premiering next summer. It's very exciting because it's a brand new attraction, but as well as that whole area is going to be transformed. We're going to have a new merchandise location, so all Frozen all the time, and a new meet and greet location for Anna and Elsa right there as
now,
well.
So in the summer, when people come over, it'll be Frozen in there too. It'll be very popular.
It'll be popular. Or, you know, it's Frozen. It's a Frozen summer fun at that moment.
That's
so,
right.
You know,
that's
Frozen
right.
all year long, whether it's the winter or the summer. Olaf does like summer, so
and people
it's very
ask us all the time because we come over to Walt Disney World a lot. They ask us what our favorite attraction is, and hands down, I think for the two of us, it's Soarin'. And there are big things happening with Soarin' next year as well.
Absolutely. So not only we're expanding Soarin', adding a brand new theater to it. So hopefully the wait time will be a little less for our guests because we know it's one of our most popular attractions, not only at Epcot, but at the Walt Disney World Resort. But also we are reimagining it with a brand new show altogether. So for now over a decade, Soarin' has taken our guests over California.
Right.
Now we're going to take our guests around the world.
Ooh.
So it's going to be truly exciting,
Ooh.
But an appropriate way to celebrate the diversity of our world, which is what Epcot is all about, than now having scenes from all the iconic places in the world.
That is
How
incredible.
Exciting.
I cannot wait. I'm very excited.
Oh, we're so excited about that.
Well, Nathaniel, always great talking to you. Thanks for stopping by.
Likewise, thank you for being here and happy holidays.
Thanks.
And to you.
Thank you.